Utah. Little weak disturbance brushing by. We'll see a weak front go by during the day Tuesday, and that will drop temperatures into the 50s by Wednesday. Mostly sunny and breezy Tuesday afternoon with a high of 62. Partly cloudy and a little cooler Wednesday with a high of 54. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 68 degrees. KSL's top story, a Utah man who filmed a fatal shooting at the January 6th riot has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott with the story.
John Sullivan from Sandy reportedly filmed himself and other rioters storming the Capitol on January 6th. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Sullivan joined others in attempting to break down the House chamber door before gathering in the Speaker's lobby with a knife. This was where Sullivan reportedly filmed the fatal shooting of Ashley Babbitt. The office says Sullivan incited violence, using a megaphone to yell at other rioters to break windows and burn the place down.
Sullivan's storming of the Capitol wasn't about supporting one candidate over the other. Former FBI investigator Greg Rogers told us that Sullivan is the founder of Insurgents USA, an anti-establishment organization that basically wants to take over the U.S. government. He noted that compared to other rioters, Sullivan's sentence is actually lower.
He wasn't charged with some of the counts of an insurgency and some of the other counts that have brought some of these January 6th guys are getting 20-year sentences. So this one, in the grand scheme of things, this one is sort of below the middle.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says Sullivan gets 6 years in prison and another 3 years on parole afterward. A new witness took the stand at the Chad Daybell trial today with new evidence. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is in Boise with the latest.
A detective with the FBI took the stand. Agent Nicholas Balance shared data from cell phones on the days that both J.J. Vallo and Tylee Ryan were last seen. The days following that, he showed that Alex Cox, Lori Vallo Daybell's brother, was on the Daybell property those days and then went back to his apartment. There are also several phone calls between Cox, Lori Vallo Daybell, and Chad Daybell on those days. Daybell is charged with the murder of his former wife, Tammy Daybell, and Lori's two children, JJ and Tylee. He's very attentive today, sitting up, alert, even though some of this has been pretty dull testimony. Many jurors aren't quite as awake. Reporting in Boise, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:32. We have breaking news at KSL. We are just learning the man accused of shooting and killing University of Utah football star Aaron Lowe has been sentenced to 15 years to life. 22-year-old Buck Book has been given the maximum sentence after pleading guilty earlier this month. Last month, additional charges against him were dismissed. Again, Book getting 15 to life in the shooting murder of University of Utah football star Aaron Lowe. Columbia University has begun handing out suspensions to student protesters. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the encampments at Columbia University are still in place hours after a deadline to vacate. Columbia Vice President Ben Chang says the student protesters have left them with no choice.
The encampment has created an unwelcoming environment for many of our Jewish students and faculty, and a noisy distraction that interferes with the teaching, learning, and preparing for final exams.
Chang wouldn't say how many students were admonished, but said those students would not be able to attend classes or graduate. Three police officers are dead in Charlotte, North Carolina, following a shootout while trying to serve a search warrant. Five other officers were also wounded. One of the three suspects is dead. They are picking up the pieces in Sulphur City, Oklahoma, following a weekend of severe weather. Tornadoes ripped apart their town, upending cars and demolishing buildings.
Our town's devastated, but we will rebuild this.
City Manager Andy Freeman vows to rebuild, even if it means bulldozing the town to start over. And self-driving semis will soon be hauling freight on Interstate 45 between Dallas and Houston. Aurora Innovation says its driverless semis will speed up delivery times because they can run nearly round the clock with no brakes. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Well, maybe you've been hearing the reports today. The state GOP convention on Saturday was a frustrating experience for some people, including this first-time delegate, Paul Stout.
There were a lot of in-your-face moment.
He tells Dave and Dujanovic there were times when the GOP chairman lost control of the crowd and it turned into a shouting match. He also says there was plenty of confusion.
Delay after delay after delay. We were supposed to end at 6 p.m. It was written right there on the agenda. And it didn't end until after 11 o'clock at night.
He says, in his opinion, the convention was filled with inefficiency and frustration. The Highlands City Council is meeting tonight. They're going to decide whether they want to work towards splitting from the Alpine School District. According to the agenda, the council will vote on a resolution calling for the mayor to begin negotiating a split with other cities within the Alpine boundaries. The meeting is at 8 p.m. We'll learn more from the Highland City mayor in just about 10 minutes. So stay with us. KSL News Time 435. Right now, it's First Look Traffic. Ricky, what's going on?
We do have an accident northbound I-15, right about 6 North. It is over to the left shoulder, but adding to backups, reaching almost to 2100 South. And then Redwood Road seeing delays both directions approaching the I-80 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks,